minds, how you're doing today? Yeah, my name is Gunawan Kunawa, and I'm glad to come on board today to talk about what we've been holding for the past few weeks on the mind. And I'm really, really delighted to come on board. So happy Sunday from wherever you're listening in, from the part of the world. Okay, I'm welcoming you officially to Steady Life. And if you don't know what this podcast is all about, it's basically to shape us into being a better version of ourselves, to prepare us for the kind of life and kind of future we want for ourselves. So for the past few weeks now, this is going to be the third episode on the mind. We've been looking at the mind, how it has been a very crucial part of the body and how it's a very vital organ to help us to where we want to be. And I was talking about the mind, how we have to filter the certain things that we get into our mind, how we select the ones that are very, very important, and how we deal with the things that would discourage us and probably kill our dreams to get to where we want to be. So today we're going to go on that step, and today I'm to talk about the things that we can fill our minds with, the right contents, the kind of books, the kind of messages, the kind of audios, or whatever thing you feel it's right for you to get your mind involved with or get your mind busy with, in order to get us to that place of success that we want for ourselves. So I'm going to share my own personal experience, or the personal dealings of how I walked that step to be a better version of myself. Okay, now let's go on this journey. Welcome once again, this is Steady Life, and my name is Ugonaman Kuno. So personally for me, my routine basically on how I equip my mind with the right content has not really been anything that any individual cannot embark on. So it's just the way it works for me. Aside the fact that I had to read books, aside the fact that I had to listen to certain messages or certain audios and all that, these are things that has really, really dealt with the kind of mind I want for myself. That's helped shaping my mind and made it the kind of mind I want for myself. So, but before we go into that, let me give you a quick run of how my week went. Honestly, my week was kind of stressful though, but it wasn't more than I can bear. As God said, he won't give us more than we can bear, so it's normal to have challenges in everyday life, but the attitude, how we respond to them, is what makes it different, what makes us different from every other person. Some people might actually face what I've been through this past week, and some of them might just give up on life, but all of those things just make us stronger and they make us be a better version of ourselves every day. I had to face the heavy traffic in Lagos on Monday. I delayed my going out, hoping that people would probably have gone to work and it would make the road less busy, and I didn't know I was deceiving myself. So I stepped out and it was like hell. I walked certain distance because I couldn't find bus. There was restriction in the number of people that can be in a bus. So I went out with a younger colleague of mine. We need to get certain things done. So it was kind of, I don't want to use the word, but it was not really a palatable situation. But through that, we are more than conquerors. So today we'll be talking about the mind, and I'm really delighted to come, because anytime I'm coming on the podcast to share experience, you always give me joy. So I'm delighted to come on board again today, and I hope your week was pretty okay, and I hope you get what you were hoping the week would deliver. So let's go right into today's talk about. So we're talking about the mind again, and the mind, how we can fill our contents. How we can fill our mind with the right contents and things that would edify us. So I said personally for me, I read books. Well, last week I was talking about books, not just reading books, but it has to be a book that would be in line of what you want for yourself, how you want to get to that peak of success and all that. So me, I read books that are going to motivate me. I read books that inspire me a whole lot. I check through the author, I tend to glance through, okay, what's this book about? In the past, I've read a whole lot of books. Is it a book about investment? Is it a book about financial literacy and all that? Because I want the kind of future that would make me self-sufficient. I don't tend to rely on people. I want to be okay to the point that I don't feed off other people. So I had to equip myself with this kind of books that would broaden my mind, open my ideas to how I can generate more revenues, how I can make more business insights, how I can get more business insight, and how to package things properly. So these are the things that I've been trying to surround myself with, the kind of books I've been trying to read lately. And to the glory of God, I've read a few and it has really helped me in that step. So it's also good for you if you want to be that kind of person to read your, fill yourself up with books that would be in that state, that would broaden your mind and open your mind to so many opportunities and things you can't even imagine. Secrets and hidden ideas are literally found in books. times in the past I always get lazy reading books, but now this is where I find insight, this is where my mind gets stretched out and all that. So aside reading books, what are the things I do again? There are times I listen to someone. I'm telling you my personal dealings, not to just come and just tell you things that I don't do. I listen to someone's, listen to scriptural messages from notable pastors. I listen to music. So the whole purpose of all of these things I'm saying basically is not just to come here or to just flatter you or tell you that life is easy and all that. I face challenges too. I face a whole lot. But the major purpose of this thing is, how do I come out better from how I was before? So when I go through these things, the main purpose is, okay, yeah, it is shaping me for the kind of person I want for myself. So everything that comes my way, be it good or bad, the whole purpose of it all is it working? Is it working for my good in the kind of life I want for myself? Or is it just something that just come and weighs me down and I don't know the next way out? So when I read these books, and sometimes my spirit are so down that, what's the point? What's this person trying to drive at? And sometimes it might be a very good win for me that, okay, I get the message and it's a big plus on my end. So that is what it feels like. If you want to be a great chef, if you're a cook and you really love to be a cook, I don't expect you to start reading motivational books on that would inspire you to be a model or something. You should get poking that style. Look for people that would motivate you to be a better chef. Go online, search people that, okay, this person is a great chef in this person, in this particular field. What are the contents he had put out there? How has he been able to help the society in terms of giving out or dishing out secrets that would help to be a better chef? These are things you should look for. Don't just get so busy on social media trying to get engaged in a whole lot. That's one thing I've just learned recently in this state of being a better person. There are times in the past where I would go online when I've not realized the whole purpose of this thing is, I just go online, I really want to get noticed. That's what everybody wants. Everybody just don't want to go online and just be dormant. We always want attention. It's a good thing to seek for attention. You always want to be there. You want people to notice you. It's a good thing. But what I've just learned and missed all of these things is, we just tend to waste more of our time, our precious times when we really went to, where we really need to start digging deep and find more things that would be to our betterment. We just spend the whole time, and at the end of the day, the major thing we really want, we can't actually achieve these things. So when you go online, let it be for the purpose of the betterment of yourself. Go online to search for things that would add value to you. Don't just go and just exhaust a whole lot of data, just stream or check content that won't, at the end of the day, you can't account that, okay, this is how this particular stuff has blessed me. If you want to be a fashionista, go online, get books that, instead of that being a good fashion. If you want to be on Forbes magazine, go online, check mentors that are in that state that have been on Forbes magazines in the past. How have they worked that work? What are the things they did? What are the things you shouldn't do? And all of those things. These are things that you can actually fill your mind with. There are a whole lot of things there that you shouldn't even bother checking. These are things I do. I have a whole lot of people on social media that I follow, and those that I choose not to follow. Not because they're bad people, not because I have issues with them, but because what the kind of things they put out there for their audience are not the things that would be to my own betterment. So I just choose to not follow them because it won't help me in any way. It's not just about entertaining my eyes and all that. I really want to move to be a better person. So that is how the mind works. I read books that would encourage me to be a good version of myself, books on financial literacy, books that would motivate me. If I notice I'm lacking or I'm lagging behind on a particular character or a particular trait, I read books that would be in that state also, that would help me find ways in correcting things I feel I don't know how to do better. These are ways to get better at whatever you do. So the mind is very, very crucial. If you really want to be a successful person in life, you fill your mind with positive content, go online, search for things that will help you get better. When you begin to spend time online not doing anything quality or anything as such as being quality, you spend half the day or the rest of the day just wasting time and all that on social media. I'm not condemning social media. It has its own good and has its own bad side, but just make the most use of it. So that is what we're putting the odd for the mind. The mind is very, very crucial. Anything you really want to be or you aspire to be like, get content and immerse yourself with that particular content. Immerse your mind in it. Let someone tap you at the middle of the night to come talk about these things and be really bold enough to just dish out all you know about those things. So that is the best way we can always be a better person. I'm also working the stage. It's not like I don't go online and also get involved in things just so that I can just ease myself of the stress. I do that too, but there should be a limit to it. Don't give that more priority than the major point of going online to feed your mind with positive content. And the most of it all, it is what your mind is more dominated with that will be your outward expression. So when people see you out there, the first word that comes out of your mind, the way you attend to little things, the way you react to certain things, would make them know that, no, this person has actually immersed himself with a whole lot. You might not even have traveled out of your locality, but what is coming out of you might be much more than what someone who has traveled out of his or locality is actually saying. So that is how it feels like when you fill your mind with positive content. People can easily distinguish you from the rest that know this person's way of life, this person's way of approach to things is different from this particular person. So when your mind is filled with the right content, you are always ahead of your peers, you are always ahead of your contemporaries. People can actually distinguish you easily from them. So that is the positive content of having your mind filled with right things at all time. So that is all put it out for the mind, and subsequent time will coming up out for more greater content. I'll share my daily experience, how life has been, and I've been working also, I've been doing my artwork and everything has been going well, and very soon we're still going to do more things that would bring life to ourselves on this podcast, and all that will share more experience and get more people to talk about their life and all that as the time goes on. Thank you once again for taking time out to listen to Steady Life, and I'm really, really grateful you're here. Thank you for always listening to Steady Life. And I'm not saying this for the purpose of saying this, I'm saying this because I know the value of you taking time out to listen to Steady Life. At least those times are really precious to me, and I'm grateful that we are using it for the right cause, just to edify and shape us into being a better person. So this is Steady Life once more. My name is Ugona Wakuno. If you need anything, questions, comment, or you feel that I've said something that is wrong and you feel like it should have been said in this way, feel free to hit me up. We're all learning and open to corrections. Send a mail to me at gonawakuno@gmail.com, and same name appears across all social platforms. Thank you once again. Thank you for sticking to this podcast. Thank you, and bye for now. Have a lovely week ahead. I love you all.